The LA City Council's unanimous decision to postpone any layoffs by 30 days was a rare moment of unity in an unusually contentious city debate. The city administrative analyst proposed a plan to slash 1,000 city jobs and eliminate or consolidate departments, including those on disability, human services, and the environment. Council members Bernard Parks and Greg Smith both support the recommendation for cuts. They say it's necessary to act immediately to avoid a bigger crisis. But others, including Councilmember Jose Huizar, said yesterday the decision was preemptive.
We haven't done the due diligence that we owe to our workforce and to the services to say that this is our last opportunity. It is not our last opportunity.
With tough decisions to be made, groups on both sides of the issue are accusing the other of playing politics. Chris Vosburgh is with the conservative Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association. He says those opposing the cuts are special interests looking to maintain the status quo.
Unfortunately, down at City Hall, there are really only two kinds of people that count in the equation. That is developers and public employee union members.
He says the city, like taxpayers, should have to tighten its belt.
Yes, some people, public employees, work very hard, and yes, it's a tragedy that some of them may have to be laid off. Hopefully, that is a temporary condition. But the fact is, the reason the city doesn't have any money is because we, the taxpayers, don't have any money.
But others say the cuts are targeting vulnerable populations. Stephen Simon, the AIDS coordinator from the city's Department on Disability, says departments like his make up a small part of the budget, but are the target of most of the cuts.
Basically, the burden all fell on the backs of people with disability, women, children, youth. Folks often look for folks that aren't going to fight back hard enough.
This time, he says, they did fight back.
You know, the community really came out en masse and said we need to rethink our priorities in this budget. The city of Los Angeles doesn't exist solely to provide police and fire services. The city of Los Angeles, you know, exists to support its residents.
The 30-day hold is a stopgap measure designed to allow council members to brainstorm other solutions to the crisis, including shuffling workers to other departments or raising taxes. But some worry the situation will only worsen over the course of the month, possibly forcing further cuts. Even supporters of the delay, like Council President Eric Garcetti, conceded the time was not on their side.
As was mentioned by our CAO, any day that we don't act is the equivalent in his calculations to about 3 or 4 layoffs.
The council also voted unanimously against cutting grants to the arts. Ariel Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.